I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. No question what the top news story in America is right now. It's the passage of so-called religious freedom bills in two states, Indiana and Arkansas, and the nationwide outcry against those bills by those who say the measures open the doors to discrimination against gays and lesbians. My BBC colleague Ali McBool has been covering this controversy, but he's got a challenge American news outlets don't really have. He's got to explain all of this to people outside the U.S. So, Aleem, you're in Indiana right now. How are you explaining the news from there in Arkansas to your global BBC audience?
I mean, I can't see how it's not a tricky story to explain to people even here. I mean, we've been around Indiana. We've spoken to people on the streets. And they say, you know, why now? Why did we need this? I mean, what happened before that we couldn't live with or that we needed this bill for? So it's not just people in the UK. And I have to say, you know, people in the UK right now are wrapped up in an election process. We've suddenly had Parliament dissolved there. And so there are big things going on back there. But they see the top line and they see a law which could discriminate against gay people potentially. And they do get alarmed. And when we've spoken to people back there, they simply can't understand how a debate like this could possibly be going on now in modern day America. Because the feeling is that perhaps the debate has moved on a little bit more in the UK. There are still issues of discrimination, of course, but it is perhaps much easier for minority groups to be able to have some recourse when they feel discriminated against. So they see these things and it does surprise them about, you know, the richest country in the world. These are things which perhaps some people privately have a problem with in the UK, but the debates, again, have moved on. Well, of course, people have free healthcare there, but abortions and contraception and these kind of issues were ones that are now are out of the sphere of public debate, really, because they're protected by law.
Right. Aleem, you had been based in Pakistan for a long time. Does a debate here in the U.S. remind you of any similar discussion or debate that took place in Pakistan? Does the Pakistan window give you a perspective that's useful in any way here?
It is interesting that you say that because there are groups, Western groups, for example, working in Pakistan on gay rights issues. There are Western groups, American-funded groups, working in Pakistan on family planning to help Pakistan control its population. So it's interesting then that things that are being pushed for by Western agencies in a country like Pakistan, back here, there are still debates about a lot of those issues. You know, they're not set in stone rights for some of the groups that are being fought for in places like Pakistan. It is interesting as well that you talk about the religious aspects. I mean, I go through a town like the one we've just come from in the south of Indiana, and I see, you know, how much people rely on being guided by their faith on how they feel about political issues. And that is certainly something that is much more reflective of Pakistan than it is from my home country, the country I was brought up in, which is the UK, where there is much of more of a separation of religion and the state, whereas the lines are much more blurred in Pakistan, and I would say they feel more blurred here. So if you want to talk about comparisons, then they are there and they do crop up in my mind as I've been covering this story and others.
The BBC's Ali McBull in Indiana. Thank you for your perspective today. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Michael.